This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Hlanganani Midday Show. And before this one, I gave you another beautiful song by Benson Bormat, Mystical Magic, right here on MUT Radio. And I did earlier promise you, Guti, we will have that interview with Dr. Ndaba, a lecturer at the Department of Communications in the Faculty of Management Sciences at MUT. So I do have Udoki on the line. I'm just going to quickly welcome him. Dr. Ndaba, welcome on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Good day. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and thank you very much for joining us, Doc. So we don't want to waste too much of your time. So I believe there is a project that you are currently working on in collaboration with community engagement. Can you briefly tell us about that project, maybe the name, and also who are your team members, if they are?
Okay, thank you so much. The project is called the Funda Nathi Literacy Project. So Funda Nathi is an isiZulu word meaning read with us. So the name captures our vision of reading as a shared journey between learners, teachers, families and communities. So initially the project was called by me and Dr. Mbajwa from the Department of Nature Conservation at the Faculty of Health and Applied Sciences. But as of this year, Dr. Mbajwa had to focus on other discipline-related projects. So I currently lead the project. So I also work with a dedicated team of Department of Communication, lecturer assistants and tutors, but also I am supported by the colleagues in the department.
Wow, that is amazing, Doctor. So maybe what are the main objectives of this project?
Yeah, so the main objectives of the project are, number one, to promote early literacy among primary school learners and help them develop a love for reading. Secondly, it's to build a community engagement by involving schools, parents and local stakeholders in supporting literacy. Thirdly, it's to foster cultural awareness and confidence through reading materials and activities that reflect learners' own languages, stories and lived experiences. And finally, our main objective is to support academic development of our learners by strengthening learners' comprehension, vocabulary and critical thinking and preparing them for later schooling.
Wow, that is amazing. So, Doc, maybe if you can also tell us maybe what was the inspiration behind starting this project?
So, the Funda Nathi Literacy Project was born out of both research, of research evidence and a sense of national agency. So in 2021, the progress in international
literacy... It seems we have gotten lost of Doc. Doc, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I can hear you. Yes, I'm still here. I can hear you.
Yes, you may continue, Doc.
Okay. So, as I was saying, the Funda Nathi Literacy Project was born out of both research evidence and a sense of national agency. In 2021, the progress in international reading literacy study, known as PELS report, revealed a very sobering reality that more than 80% of South African grade 4 learners cannot read for meaning in any language. So this finding struck me deeply because it shows that our children are struggling with the very foundation of learning. So if children cannot read with understanding by grade 4, it becomes difficult for them to succeed in other subjects, whether it's mathematics, it's science or history. So this concern was further reinforced by a call made by President Cyril Ramaphosa, who has stated clearly that by 2030, every child in South Africa should be able to read and write with meaning. So his words became a rallying point, reminding us as educators and community members that literacy is not just an educational goal, but a national priority linked to our development as a country. So having said that, the Funda Nathi Literacy Project was inspired by the need to respond practically to these findings and calls. So instead of waiting for change, I wanted to act in our community, starting with Umlazi and surrounding schools. And I asked myself, what can we as academics, students and community members do to make sure our children have a reading and writing skills they need to thrive.
Yes, thank you very much, Doc. Maybe if you can also tell us maybe how have community members maybe benefited from the implementation of this project?
So the response from the community has been positive and encouraging. From the very first activities we held, it was clear that there was a real hunger for this kind of initiative. So the teachers, the parents, and the learners all embraced the project. So learners have shown incredible interest. Many of them were once shy and hesitant to read in front of others. They've grown in confidence through our storytelling and reading competition. So you can see the joy on their faces when they are recognized for their efforts, and that joy translates into the greater interest in books. So the teachers and principals have also been very supportive. So they've told us that the project has helped them to strengthen reading and comprehension in their classrooms. And parents also have been deeply charged as well. So at first, some parents thought literacy belonged only in schools, but now many of them are beginning to realize that reading, they can actually do it even in their home. So beyond schools and homes and the wider community, including the stakeholders like the libraries, the bookstores and the publishers, have given us their backing. So their involvement shows that literacy is not just an educational issue, but a social one that requires everyone's contribution.
Thank you very much, Doc. While we were still speaking about the benefits that it brings to the communities, maybe what and how does it also benefit MUT as a whole?
Now, the MUT has benefited from the Fundanati Literacy Project in several important ways. So firstly, the project has strengthened the MUT role as a university that is deeply connected to its surrounding communities. And through Fundanati Project, MUT is not only producing graduates and research, but also actively addressing real social challenges such as literacy. So this enhances the university's reputation as an institution that lives up to its values of excellence, community engagement, and social responsibility. Secondly, the project has provided practical opportunities for MUT students and staff to be involved in meaningful outreach. So, for example, our students, they gain hands-on experience in mentorship, in teaching, and leadership as they work with us, as also they work with the learners. And many of them, this builds their confidence and a sense of responsibility while also contributing to their personal and professional development. And thirdly, the project has positioned MUT as a thought leader in the early childhood literacy. So through our events and partnerships, we are showing that universities can play a key role in supporting government's cause, as highlighted by the president, that by 2030, every child in South Africa must be able to read for meaning. And this positions MUT as a proactive partner in achieving SDG goal number 4, which is quality education. And finally, the project gives MUT the visibility and goodwill in the community. So when parents, teachers, and learners see the positive impact of the project, they associate MUT with hope, with empowerment and progress. So this kind of trust is invaluable for a university as it builds stronger ties with the community itself.
Wow, thank you very much, Doc. Maybe before we let you go, I'm sure that in anything that we start, maybe this project, when you started it, there were challenges that you faced. Maybe can you maybe bring to light those challenges and how were you able to overcome them?
Now, one of the main issues we've encountered is the scheduling. So because we work with schools and learners, our activities often must align with the school calendar, the basic education school calendar. So at the same time, as a university-led initiative, we must also work around the MUT academic calendar. So there have been times where our plans clash with the school holidays or the exam periods or just a busy university schedule. So another challenge has been the resources. Like many community projects, we would always love to have more books, more funding materials to even reach more learners. But we are grateful that we have the partners that we have on board who are assisting us, like the publishers and the municipality. Yeah, so that have been our challenges so far.
Wow, that is amazing, Doc. So before I let you go, maybe what are your hopes and aspirations for the future of the community because of this project?
My greatest hope is that through the Fundanathi Literacy Project, we will see a generation of children in Umlazi specifically and beyond who are confident readers, creative thinkers, and active citizens. So I want every learner we touch to grow up knowing that reading opens doors, doors to education, to opportunities, and to their own personal dreams. I also hope that this project will continue to strengthen the partnership between schools, families, universities and local stakeholders. When everyone plays a role in literacy, the community becomes stronger and more united. Literacy then stops being just a school project or a school subject and becomes a shared community value. So looking further ahead, my inspiration is that the Fundanathi can be replicated in other communities. If what we started here in Umlazi can spark similar projects across KZN, across South Africa and beyond, then we will be contributing directly to achieving President Ramaphosa's call that by 2030, every child must be able to read and write and have a better comprehension.
Wow, thank you very much, Dr. Ndaba, and thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. That was Dr. Ndaba, who is the leader of the project, Fundanathi Literacy Project, in collaboration with Community Engagement. She was joining us live on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.